It's 7:15 and you're with Morning Ireland. The latest revelations about Irish water continue to reverberate this morning. Yesterday, RTE reported details of the company's bonus scheme under which staff can receive substantial additional payments even if their performance is deemed to need improvement. Senior management, whose work far exceeds expectations, are entitled to a 19% salary top-up. And of course, the newly formed company was already under fire over its communications with the public. Our political correspondent, Martina Fitzgerald, is here. Martina, Fianna Fáil's Barry Cowan called Irish Water a gold-plated, bonus-driven super quango. But what's the government saying?
Well, first of all, bonuses are back in the headlines practically on every newspaper front page today, and with good reason following John Burke's revelations yesterday. Basically, we knew back in January that there was a bonus scheme in place at Irish Water. That came out at an Oireachtas committee. And Fergus O'Dowd, who was the minister who had steered the legislation through the Oireachtas at the time, said that's when he first learned about it. And many ministers said similar comments. But in a PQ at that time, it's really interesting, we found out that performance-related payments at Irish Water would range from between 2.75% to 15%. That was in a PQ from the Department of Environment to Kevin Humphreys, and that 100 staff could earn between 14% and 15% in bonuses at that stage. Now, 9 months later, this issue is resurrected, and basically John Burke found out that senior staff at Irish Water and his parent company Arvia can earn bonuses up to 19% if they far exceed expectations. And for most people, the most interesting element of what he revealed yesterday is that performance related awards are not limited to just those who meet or exceed targets, but there are also include staff who get an official need improvement rating. So 9 months on, drip, 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 and we're still back to bonuses, and this is going to unnerve government backbenchers, government ministers, and they already had plenty of reasons to be unnerved in the first place.
But what can they do about it? Richard Bruton was also on This Week yesterday, and he seemed to say that there was actually little that the government could do.
Well, there will be contractual obligations on behalf of the company. And if you remember back at that time, at first it came to light, there was a statement from the Department of Communications saying that they had, this was part of a negotiation with staff between Bord Gáis, and that it had driven down in Bord Gáis costs of 34 million over 4 years, and there was a pay freeze, there was abolished increment, they had abolished increments. And so there was a lot of elements to this. Now, the company also has made the point very stridently that this is not a traditional bonus scheme, that it is an at-risk part of your salary, and that you have to earn it based on your performance and based on your unit's performance and based on the company's performance. But bonuses are politically toxic, as everyone knows, even the word. That's why we're calling them pay-related performance or performance-related payments even.
Even though if the entire board and every senior manager left Irish Water, because there has been this talk in the papers over the weekend about the government maybe wanting some members of the board to go, maybe up to and including the boss, these same structures would still be in place and the public would still have to pay water charges.
Well, there are very serious soundings coming from senior levels in government about Irish Water, and the Sunday Independent and the Sunday Business Post had reports yesterday about an overhaul. The Sunday Independent suggesting that the parent company and Irish Water's the boards would merge into one, but also comments from John Tierney saying that there was no truth in suggesting that he would be leaving. But at the end of the day, after the Fine Gael parliamentary meeting last Wednesday, and let's just remind ourselves, Irish Water wasn't raised at the parliamentary party meeting. It was the topic. That's the day after the budget, which is interesting in itself. But many TDs saying that they were being told by senior personnel in the party that there were serious scrutiny now going to be placed on Irish Water at the highest levels.
So what does that mean then? Where does this go from here?
Well, obviously it's going to dominate again the political agenda this week, because it has replaced health since the Dáil returned after the summer break. I mean, 2 days last week, Wednesday and Thursday, really, you just couldn't keep up with the number of water-related stories. You had the Fine Gael, you had the Labour parliamentary meetings, you had this issue of how people were going to benefit who were not eligible for a tax relief or the social welfare payment. You had Desi Ellis raising this issue of tenants in Wicklow County Council. You had Alan Kelly telling the News at One and the Labour parliamentary party meeting on Wednesday that he had raised concerns about bonuses. The next day you had bonuses, you had Meath County Council development issuing similar letters, and you had this deadline for return your packets. That's just 2 days. The government are dealing with issues and Irish Water on several fronts over a 48-hour period. It was extraordinary. Now, one thing I think everyone will agree that within the government, they will not want to see this drag on. There's a long lead-in to those, to people start paying. There's an awfully long lead-in to the election.
It's worth remembering that we haven't actually got the bills as yet. When the bills do start arriving in January, you can imagine that there's going to be a lot more talk then.
And government backbenchers in particular don't want to see a repeat of what happened earlier in this year, where you had literally months of justice-related issues. They want some finality, of these issues addressed, and they don't want to be dealing with bonuses in January and bonuses in October.
Martina, thank you very much for that.